A real-world study tracked people trying to build new habits over 12 weeks. Researchers expected a clean, predictable curve. What they found was messier and far more honest. The time it took participants to reach near-automatic behavior ranged from 18 days to 254 days, not 21 days. Not a universal rule. The range was enormous, and it varied by person and by behavior. That single finding dismantles one of the most repeated myths in self-help, and it points to something James Clear argues throughout his work on atomic habits, that the mechanics of change are more nuanced and more forgiving than most people assume. Here is the core idea that makes everything else click, Hector. Clear describes a concept called the plateau of latent potential. Think of it like water heating in a pot. Nothing visible happens at 90 degrees, nothing at 95. Then at 100, it boils. The transformation looks sudden, but the energy was accumulating the whole time. That is exactly how small habits work. A 1% daily improvement compounds dramatically over time. Repeated consistently, that kind of marginal gain can produce results roughly 37 times better than where you started. The problem is that most people quit during the plateau, right before the boil. They don't see results, so they assume the habit isn't working. It is working. The output just hasn't surfaced yet. Now, this is where Clear draws a line that most productivity advice ignores. Goals and systems are not the same thing. Goals describe the result you want. Systems describe the recurring process that produces it. For example, two athletes can share the same goal, win a championship, but only the one with a better daily system actually gets there. Clear's argument is sharp. If you focus only on the goal, you succeed once and then lose your structure. If you focus on the system, you keep improving long after the goal is met. That means the system is the point, not the destination. And here is where it gets genuinely interesting for you, Hector, because the system is built from identity, not just action. Clear distinguishes three layers of behavior change: outcomes, processes, and identity. Most people start from the outside in. They set an outcome, lose weight, read more, and try to force behavior toward it. Clear argues the more durable approach works from the inside out. You decide what kind of person you want to become, and then you use each repeated action as a vote for that identity. The key idea is this: you are not trying to finish a book, you are becoming a reader. You are not trying to run a 5K, you are becoming a runner. Each small action isn't a complete transformation, it's a single vote cast in favor of a new self-perception. Over time, those votes accumulate into evidence, and that evidence reshapes how you see yourself, which makes the next action easier to take. Research supports this too. Repeated behavior in a stable context builds automaticity along a nonlinear curve, not a straight line. Consistency matters more than elapsed time, and the study found that missing one occasion did not materially derail the overall habit formation process. You don't have to be perfect. You have to be persistent. The takeaway from all of this, Hector, is precise. Stop measuring your habits by their immediate output and start measuring them by what they're building. A 1% shift feels invisible today. Compounded across months, it becomes structural. Clear's framework gives you two levers. First, focus on systems over goals. Design the recurring process, not just the desired result. Second, anchor your habits to identity. Ask not what you want to achieve, but who you are becoming through each repeated choice. The research backs this up at the behavioral level too. Automaticity grows through consistent repetition in a stable context, not through willpower or motivation spikes. The habit doesn't need to feel dramatic. It needs to happen again. That is the atomic part: small, specific, repeatable. And that is exactly where durable change begins.